This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Jesus said, "Peace be with you." On the day of resurrection, he went through the door, and he said, "Peace be with you." And he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained." Receive the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, there is nothing, 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 nothing of Jesus. If you know Jesus Christ, it is through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you do not know Jesus Christ, you need to surrender to the Holy Spirit that he would bring you to Jesus. Oh, yes. Our faith is Christocentric. Christocentric. Jesus-centered. Our Lord Jesus Christ loves you. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave his life for you. Our Lord Jesus Christ rose for you. Our Lord Jesus Christ ascended for you and now sits at the Father's right hand, speaking your name and my name. How can he do this? He's Jesus. He's Lord. He's God. I am at the right hand of the Father. You are at the right hand of the Father. As Jesus speaks your name, as Jesus speaks my name. Do you know that many people in the church have never been converted? The word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit converts to the heart. Oh, yes. When I speak the word of God, I don't want to speak it alone. I want to proclaim Jesus. And as I proclaim the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit does work. He opens the hearts of sinners. Do you know today you're a sinner? I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, by the blood that was shed at Calvary. I am a new creation. I am a new creation. Anyone in Christ, that you, is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus, my Savior, who sits at the Father's right hand, dwells in my heart by the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, if you are a Christian, if you gave your life to Jesus, the life of God is in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you and I can do miracles. You see, we've shut the door of miracles. Oh, no, that was for the early church. No, no, no. God, Christ, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I expect miracles as I pray for people. I expect the outpouring of Pentecost as I pray for people. I want to see what they saw in the first generation after the death and resurrection of Christ. You see, God has not changed. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Someone just snapped on the radio, hearing this word. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that he has plans for your life. The only thing you must do is to submit yourself to Jesus, is to trust the Lord Jesus, is to say, "Jesus, I surrender." I tell you, when we surrender, we are entering into the power of the Holy Spirit. I do not come to this microphone on my own power. I surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not speak words that just bounce off your head. No, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Spirit, I speak words that bring life and life more abundantly. In Jesus' name, I have nothing of myself. Nothing, nothing, nothing. I remember many years ago when I was giving a talk on salvation, and there is no salvation other than through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no salvation. I am not saved except by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church proclaims it. Jesus brings salvation, and he saves us so that we would be a member in the Christ head in the church. I tell you, we need the power of God. We need it. It is not something extra. We need the power of God. Jesus said, "You shall do greater things than I, because I go to the Father." He wasn't talking just to the air. He was talking to you. He was talking to me. His word is eternal. I'm going to say it again. His word is eternal. You shall do greater things than I, because I go to the Father. I tell you, before I do greater things than Jesus, I want to do the same things that Jesus did. I want to lay hands upon the sick, and I want to see them healed by the precious cross, burial, and resurrection of my Master. Oh, yes, he said, "You shall lay hands upon the sick." Not only the priest, not only the minister, but you shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. I tell you, I learned that in 1968, when I was 21 years old. Jesus said to me, as I read the scripture, "You shall lay hands upon the sick, and they will be healed." So as a 21-year-old person, what did I start doing? Laying hands upon the sick. He said it. I believe it. His word is eternal, and it's for now. Do you lay hands upon the sick? Your mother is sick. Lay hands upon your mother's head and pray in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be whole. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit. I received the Holy Spirit at baptism and confirmation. I did. I know it, and it's true. But at 21, I gave my consent to Jesus. I said to Jesus, "I surrender my life to you. I give you everything I am and everything I have. I surrender my life to you." Oh, what happened on that last Sunday in August 1968 before the Blessed Sacrament? What happened? I received Pentecost. Pentecost became my experience. Oh, yes. No one told me. No one told me that I could experience Pentecost. No one told me. I received confirmation. But that Holy Spirit was hidden deep within my heart. On that last Sunday in August 1968, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, that wonderful Holy Spirit that was given to me at baptism and confirmation was released, and more was outpoured upon me. Why? 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 For me? No. So that I could go out and lay hands upon the sick. So that I could go out and pray for people who were in need so that I could go out and manifest the name and power of Jesus Christ. I tell you, I received baptism and confirmation. I received Pentecost at confirmation. It was not released, but on that last Sunday in August 1968, Pentecost was released in my life. I couldn't say it. I didn't know how to say it, but I knew something happened. I knew something wonderful happened. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Power, dynamos, I receive that power at confirmation and baptism. And that power was released as I was before the Blessed Sacrament the last Sunday in August. The last Sunday in August, sitting before the Eucharistic Lord, I received Pentecost. I had already received it, but this became experiential. Oh, hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, the 12 disciples and the 120, they were in one place with Mary, the mother of Jesus. They were in one place. And all of a sudden, the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit was outpoured upon the disciples and the 120. How we need the experience of Pentecost. We need it. We need it. We need it. Not only intellectual, not only by faith, but to experience Pentecost. But I always tell you, in the word Pentecost, there is a cost. It will cost my life. Take it, Lord. I give you my life. I give you my life. I want to be under your holy lordship. I don't want to rule my life anymore. I give it to you. Each day, take it. I want to be all yours. What happens when you receive the experience of Pentecost? You start preaching. No one told me. You start preaching. I would go and tell kids that were sitting on the steps about the Lord Jesus Christ. I would go other places to proclaim the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. No one told me. This is what you're going to do when you experience Pentecost. No one told me. But that's what happened. That's what happened. That's what happened. After the disciples and the 120 received the Holy Spirit baptism, they opened the door and Peter proclaimed, "This Jesus, whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah." Is he your Lord? Is he your Messiah? If he's not, you know nothing about the power of God. You know nothing. You might even go to church, but you know nothing experientially. The only way experience comes is when we submit to the Lord Jesus Christ, when we surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, when we go to the sacrament of penance and confess our sins in Jesus' name to him and to the church. Oh, Pentecost is what it's all about. I want to live Pentecost, not only 50 days after Easter. I want to live it today. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. I want that power. I need that power. I want it. I need it. I take it in faith. So as I proclaim the word of God, people might come to give their lives to Jesus and to his people, the church. We've been doing this for a long time. I never run out of words. Why? Because the Holy Spirit backs up the proclamation of Jesus Christ. If I do not preach Jesus, the Holy Ghost has no authority in my life. You know, there are so many preachers that don't preach Jesus. I want to preach him in season and out of season. I want to tell sinners and saints and myself there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, no condemnation. No condemnation. No condemnation. Romans 12:1. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. If you are being condemned today, it is Satan doing it to you, not Jesus. Jesus says, come unto me, all of you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and gentle of heart. For in me you shall find rest. Do you need that rest? The rest of Christ. I need that rest. Not only when I sleep at night, but when my eyes open in the morning, I need the rest of Christ so that I can proclaim him in season and out of season. My life is about Jesus. I was born to proclaim Jesus. I was born to pray for the sick so that Christ may be exalted in the healing. I just received an email a minute ago, more than a minute ago, but very recently. I prayed for a certain person and things are happening. Oh, that he come to know Jesus. Oh, that the power of the Holy Spirit be poured upon him. Oh, that Christ might be everything to him, all in all. Not only to him, but to you who snapped on the radio. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know Jesus? I'm not talking about he did miracles. I'm not talking about he healed the sick. I'm not talking about he proclaimed the word of God. Do you know Jesus? I know him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I know him. And it is my vocation to tell you, you can know him too. You can know him too. God is no respecter of persons. So let me ask you, do you want to know Jesus? Know like a husband knows his wife. And in 9 months, they give it a name. Experiential. Do you want to know Jesus? If you're saying yes, we're going to pray. Oh, we'll make it simple. It's not complicated. Close your eyes. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive all my sins. I surrender my life. I no longer am head and Lord of my life. I surrender my life to you. You are Lord of my life. You are the head of my life. I only want to live to praise you and to serve you. I only want to live to do the very things you promised. You shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. I want to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ to people who don't know him, to people who even go to church and don't know him. You can know Jesus experientially. You can know Jesus experientially. How? I surrender my life to you, Jesus. Forgive my sins. Save me, and I'm saved. Heal me, and I'm healed. I'm telling you, it's all about Jesus. In season and out of season, this radio broadcast is not about Father Tom. It's about Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Do you know him today? I'm talking to you. Do you know him today? If you don't know him, let's ask him that he would become known to you. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. If you're not driving, close your eyes. Our Lord Jesus says to you, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. Will you open the door? We pray. Lord Jesus, I open the door to the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart to you. Save me, and I'm saved. Heal me, and I'm healed. Love me, and I'm loved. Lord Jesus, I surrender. Oh, that word surrender. Not very many times do we hear it preached. I surrender. I will preach it until I go to God in death and in life. Surrender. It's all about surrender. Why was St. Paul's life so powerful? Surrender. He surrendered to the Lord Jesus. He surrendered to Christ. And how do I know that? He told us that he was the least of the apostles, that he who persecuted the Christians was now given his life over to Christ. Where? Romans 12:1-2. I appeal to you, brethren, brothers and sisters, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice of praise, which is your spiritual worship. Yes, Lord Jesus, I surrender my body to you as a sacrifice of living praise to you. Oh, take my life and use it, that more people would come to know Jesus. Take my life and use it, that more people would become surrendered and be powerful to pray for the people so that they come to know Jesus. I surrender my life to you. My life is a gift from the Father, and I surrender it back to you, Lord Jesus. Do with me whatever you will. Whatever you will, I want it. I want it. I want it. No, I don't want second best. Oh, there are so many people that have received second best because they will not surrender. They get Christ's second best. No, I don't want second best. I want first best in Christ. And as a result of wanting first best in Christ, I am crucified with Christ Jesus. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Oh, yes, there's a cost in surrender. There's a cost in Pentecost. I willfully and happily surrender my life to him. I want to be a blessing to the people so that they might come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I want to be. When I was in the seminary, I knew the only thing I wanted to do was not only to celebrate the Holy Mass, but to proclaim to people the Lordship of Jesus, that they would come to know him experientially. And I did it, and I do it. God gave me this opportunity, the airwaves, to preach Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead. I want to continue to preach Christ. Do you know him? Do you know him? If not, say, I surrender, Lord Jesus Christ. I surrender my life, Lord Jesus Christ. Go to confession. Confess your sins. Get rid of them. Let God fill you now with the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? More, more, and much more. We want the Holy Spirit now. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.